Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Show, we're going to talk about investor meeting do's and don'ts.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So, you meet with investors. This could be the first meeting, the second or the third. This could even be a call. I think that a call could also qualify as a meeting. Whenever you interact with investors and you meet and talk to them, there's guidelines, right? Maybe not hard rules, but guidelines on some things that mistakes you should avoid. Many mistakes that a lot of founders have made, and you and I have probably made ourselves. And good practices, you know, best practices that will probably lead to desired outcomes and positive results. So we just wanted to share some of our experiences and tactics, things we've seen that founders do when they're successful, when they meet with investors, right?
Yeah. I mean, the first one I'll say is don't lie to them. I'm just going to go out there and throw it. I know you and I have talked about this, but like, just don't lie to them. Like,
yeah.
If you ask me what's a lie, like, it's something that your parents would not be happy with that you say, maybe. I don't know. Unless your parents are liars too. I don't know. But like, don't lie. The last thing you want to do is lie to an investor. What you're trying to do is build a relationship. And you're not even trying. Like, your goal is to build a relationship. And so don't lie to them. Tell them the truth about where your business is at and where you think it's going. You know, be honest. I've never seen an investor not have a lot of empathy and a lot of respect for founders that are super honest. And it doesn't mean that you should be negative about your business. Never be negative either, but be honest. This is where things are. Here are the opportunities and or problems in the business. And this is the kind of, you know, this is the stage we're at, and here's what we're going to do about those things. So it's like, don't go into an investor meeting if you've got some scars or some like problems in your business and you don't know what to do. That's another kind of don't. So do not lie to them. And do not go into the meeting unless you have a plan of action around the problems in your business. That way, when you don't lie to them, you'll be able to actually sound like you know what you're talking about in terms of how you're going to actually solve these problems or how you're going to learn how to solve these problems.
I love it. All right. So related to don't lie is be yourself. It's not the same thing, though, but absolutely be yourself. I think one of the biggest mistakes I see founders make when they interact with investors is they are trying to be liked. They're so concerned to impress the investor, to be accepted by the investor, to impress upon the investor, that they are all about becoming somebody they're not in order to please or appease the investor. Nothing is a bigger turnoff. Nothing is less sexy than being fake or being inauthentic or being incongruent in your actions and your whole demeanor. Nothing is more attractive than somebody who's truly him or herself and is authentic. So just be yourself. You are not going to be the right person for every investor. You're not going to be the right investment for every investor. You're not even going to be the right person. Some investors would just not like you. Some people don't like you. Deal with it, right? But be yourself, because if you're fully yourself, the right investor will love you or will want to work with you or will want to bank and invest in your company, and all the wrong investors will move on and hopefully find something that is a good fit for them. If you're not yourself, you're going to lose the ones that are right for you, and you might also lose the ones that are wrong for you, but even worse is you're going to attract the wrong people because you weren't yourself, so you attracted somebody that never wanted to invest in who you are and what your company is truly standing for. So absolutely, you need to learn to be okay with yourself, accept yourself, and be yourself when you meet with investors.
Yeah. You know, so many people try to be like somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Try to like understand, you know, like understand, oh, this is what I need to say or this is what I need to do. But it's not really them being themselves. You know, the one of the worst ways that I've seen this is that they almost, you know, want to say yes to everything the investor says about their business when they know it's not true.
Yeah.
And that goes back to not lying, right? If you don't believe in a direction that some investor is saying, and it's early or even later in your relationship, but you're really trying to build a relationship with them, don't just accept what they say. they're just investors. They're there to give you money. They might even be saying it to see what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And yeah. I'm not saying they're playing games with you. That just might be their style, right? To throw ideas out there. In fact, it is most of their styles. To throw ideas out there and see how you react. I mean, they're trying to evaluate you, your execution, your ability to grow your business in the future. So you should focus on basically what you believe about your business, what you know about your business, and help them understand that even when they tell you some idea that, like, you don't agree with. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying, oh, I actually don't think we should do that because of X, Y, and Z. Or we've thought of that, but here are the considerations that prevent us from doing that, right? Or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But, like, and I think, you know what I find? I found that founders just forget that they just have a business. And the investor is just really looking to invest in great businesses. So if you're able to represent your business as great, honestly, and talk about how you've learned things and how you're executing and where the problems are in the business and what you're going to do about them, that's the simplistic way. That's the simplest way to build that relationship with an investor. Because what they're doing is they're evaluating you as an investment. They're looking at you and saying, is this a business that I want to invest in? Is this a business I think is going to grow? And is this the team that can do it? That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, being a yes man or a yes woman, it's just super unattractive. When you disagree, you might disagree. But even more basic is that sometimes investors will just bring up an idea like, hey, do you guys think you could also add some AI to this or like a bot to what you're doing? I think that what you really need is some AI in this software or whatever the hell they say. And then instead of just going, yes, that's a great idea. We already thought of it. We're happy to do it, even if you didn't. Or going instantly, no, we would never do this. How about just being a little curious and just asking, what do you mean when you say AI? And why do you think that would be good? How would you do it if you would do it? Now that, you know, just asking some follow-up questions when they make suggestions. Just, it's a give and take. And this will go to my next don't, which is, don't just answer all their questions. Don't make it a one-sided conversation where they ask questions for 60 minutes and you give answers for 60 minutes. Make it a give or take. You know, you should also be curious about the investor. You should also have questions for them. Hey, if you were in our shoes and you had this challenge, how would you solve it? Hey, if we ever run into this problem, how can we, you know, how would you interact with us? How would you help us? Hey, you know, we have these conflicting ideas around this topic. What do you think about? Like, you can also ask questions of the investor. This is a vetting process for both sides. And a lot of times, founders come in there and they think this is kind of like a casting session where the investor will ask all the question and dictate the direction of the entire conversation. And all you have to do as founders or the startup is to provide as much information as possible. And then hopefully they'll select you. You should also have questions for them. You should ask questions. You should clarify things. Should be a back and forth, a balanced conversation typically will lead into a balanced relationship, which is a healthy relationship. So don't just answer, also ask questions, and don't try to be somewhat brief here. So please don't give like 30-minute answers to every question somebody asks. Like, give thorough, in-depth questions, but don't just ramble on forever. This is another thing I see a lot of founders do is because they're so overly enthusiastic and because they're so nervous, because they want to impress, they talk way too much. And you can tell that the investor is checking out. Like, they're just, after 5 minutes of hearing a monologue of the founder, they're just like not paying attention anymore. Give good, precise, in-depth answers, but keep them fairly brief. The investor wants to understand this even further. They can always ask follow-up questions and you can go deeper and deeper and deeper in depth and detail. But don't talk for 15, 20 minutes sparked by one question. This is way too long. Please don't ramble.
Yeah, I agree. That's a big don't. I see that mistake all the time. You're just so eager to share. And it's like they don't actually want to hear every single little detail about, you know, that answer to their question. They just want to understand something. And part of it is just like, if you ramble, they're most likely going to be less likely to invest in you. And it's simply because you can't succinctly communicate what you're thinking. You know, and if you have to think of the questions that they're going to ask beforehand and have some like nice, like good answers that are based on your business, go for it. Like, whatever it takes to make it so you don't ramble. I've seen so many great businesses just not get funding or have a very hard time just because the investor has to get through the rambling. They have to be able to deal with it. They have to be able to like process everything you're saying. Remember, they don't know your business like you do. At the same time, that doesn't give you any opening to go like share every single detail of every single thing they ask. Instead, be succinct. And like Steli said, like actually give them opportunities to dig in more if they want to. Don't assume they want to know every detail. It's like, it's probably like the number one thing, Steli. Like, I don't know in your experience, but like founders just keep talking about that one answer to this one question as if like, they just need to keep talking about it and need to provide every detail.
Yeah, the worst thing about this is that oftentimes, or not often, but a good amount of times, the rambling has very little percentage of true content in there, right? It's just like somebody using 11 sentences to say something could have been said in one. And so this is one of my pet peeves. Nothing will shift my mood faster into a really bad mood than me asking one question and hearing somebody talk for 5, 6, 7 minutes without giving me a clear answer. Like nothing will make me more upset and more put me in an instant bad mood than that. Honestly, like yeah, that is the thing that drives me crazy, right? And now, you know, you have this whole thing of like, it's impolite to interrupt somebody, but then again, it's also impolite for people to monopolize the conversation and talk for fucking 30 minutes without saying anything. Right? That's also really shitty and very impolite. So now you're forcing me to interrupt you and I have to, you know, I have to do all this work to get to that little simple nugget of information that I asked you 30 minutes ago. So that's just a killer thing. I want to ask you about something else when it comes to like meeting with investors and don'ts. It's founder dynamics, right? So sometimes you have one founder meet up with an investor, but many times founders want all to meet with an investor, right? So you have like two or three people, maybe you have the two co-founders and one or two team members. So there's like a group dynamic. What are some kind of do's and don'ts in terms of like how you communicate with an investor as a group of people versus when you are alone?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Like the simplest answer is like, pick the one person in your company that needs to go talk to investors. Have them talk to investors. Once like there's actually interest from both sides, then have that person come to your office or go introduce the person to your team. Meet them at their office, whatever it may be. But like, wait. There's no reason everyone needs to meet the investors in the first meeting, second meeting, or even third meeting. Oftentimes, and ideally, it would be the person who's the, you know, even if you don't have titles, but the person who's the CEO type person, co-founder or the business co-founder to go meet with the investor. And it's not to say that someone else should or shouldn't. It's just like, if you keep it to one person, then you can have a nice, meaningful one-on-one conversation and the group dynamic doesn't change anything. It doesn't, you know, it's like you get the buy-in from the investor that, you know, they're interested in leaning into it, into the deal or into your business, before you actually go introduce them to other people in the company. Sometimes like talking to both founders is not the worst as an investor, but even then, like oftentimes like one is good enough. But like if there's two co-founders, I can see that working out. But honestly, if there's two co-founders and there's any dynamics that are off or an issue, then you guys have bigger problems. The team has bigger problems, mm-hmm. right?